The Hayes Middle School will be trying out student-led conferences this semester. Principal Tom Albers stops by to talk to us a little bit about what that looks like on this episode of the Post Podcast.
So we haven't had spring conferences in our district for, it's been a long time, and so we brought them back in this year. And at the middle school, we want to do something a little bit different than the standard conference that teachers or parents are usually used to. We want to allow our students to be able to advocate for themselves. That's a great skill set. And so we're going to implement a student-led conference. And we're running that through the students in our schedule piece. We have what's called Falcon Squad every day. It's 40 minutes. It's really a time for community. It's a time for them to do certain things, work on social emotional learning, doing intramural activities. It's kind of it's a fun part of the day as well, but there's also skill sets that we implement. And so that Falcon Squad teacher, you know, that's their champion. So we give assign every teacher anywhere from 20 to 22 students, and they're that student's champion. They're going to keep track of their grades. They're going to help them in seminar. And so we're going to allow those staff to help the 20 kids in their seminar run a student-led conference. And it's really cool. It's a cool idea. It gets the ability for the parents to see the kids run the show and talk about the good things they're doing and things that are going on. And it's 10 minutes. So we are going to allow it to be Zoom or by phone call if they can't do the Zoom piece. Because for some parents, because our times are next Wednesday, 3:30 to 6, and then Thursday is 3:30 to 7:30. So those times are hard sometimes for parents to maybe get off and come to school. We encourage them to do that if they can. We would like it to be face-to-face, but we understand that's not always practical. So we'll work around it.
These student-led conferences, this isn't the first time that I've heard that term. That's becoming a little bit more of the norm, right?
It's the norm. Hayes High has been doing it for a while. When I was back, this is my fourth year at Hayes Middle, so we had done that for 2 years at Hayes High School, and they have perfected it since I've been there. And so for the middle school level, we kind of did a little bit of it last year because of all the stuff with COVID and how we couldn't have people coming in. So we did a little bit of it there. It was via Zoom, but we changed that format, and it's, again, just trying to get the kid to advocate for themselves. It's the ability for the student to say, this is what the good things are going on with me and at Hayes Middle School. And also to say, you know, here's some things as goal-wise that I want to do better at, and how can I do better? So, yeah, it's been around. I think you'll see lots of schools do them.
Don't get the radio. That's okay.
We just need to make sure that we just get them prepared for high school because they're going to do them. And so, yeah, it's been around. It's been out there, and you're just seeing more of it happening.
Well, and to me, it seems like, you know, one of those things that once you think about it for a moment, it's like, oh, of course, because the students, you know, you want them invested in their education, right? And this seems like a great way to be able to do that.
Perfect. And research shows us that if a student, so we grade graph every Wednesday in our Falcon Squad. And the purpose of that is to allow the student to kind of take ownership in what's going on. It also allows us to say, okay, if there's a dip in grades, is there a reason? And sometimes it could be there's family things going on or certain things happening in school, whatever, but allows us with that teacher, that Falcon Squad leader, to kind of make that connection and say, let me see what I can help, what can we do? But the big piece is really, again, learning to advocate for yourself and to say, okay, I can, what are solutions to some of these things? If something's not going well in a class, what can I do? And it's a good way for parents to watch. It's a proudful moment, and get to talk about, you know, it's not about failures. It's about if we're not doing well in something, how can we get better? But also, here are the good things. So
very cool. Very cool. Well, anything else you think parents would want to know about this deal?
Well, they should be receiving an email from their students' Falcon Squad teacher. Those went out yesterday. I will send an email out again today, also via text, because the parents can select the link that we give them to go and schedule the appointment. So we have 10-minute slots. Actually, they're 15 because there's 10 and then a 5-minute change. But it's only 10 minutes long. But it's to make it work, we got to schedule it. So if parents will be looking for an email and then making sure that they select. And the bottom line is that it's hard. In some cases, we've already had a case where a parent called and said, the only time I can do it is at 7:40 in the morning. Well, that teacher said, fine, we'll be here at 7:40. You and your student come in and we'll work with them. So we'll schedule however we need to schedule, because it's not everything can't always be perfect the way we want it to be. But we are going to ask every student to do it. If a parent cannot make it, then we'll have the student do it with one of us, and we'll just set in for them because we want that experience.